Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of License to Kill.
I watched the second half of License to Kill.
And this is the other half.
Watch till you can't. License to Kill.
License to Kill. This ain't no Bond. I wrote down this Bond theme. It was weird. They made it all different. They made it like with a horn and everything.
Yeah, they were mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah. It's the same theme, but they started on a different spot. It's different at the beginning of the movie. This is the second Timothy Dalton movie.
Second to last.
And last. It's the final time we see him. He's gone too soon.
Yeah.
George Lansby, we give him a lot of shit for only being in one movie, but I mean,
he also walked away from it, right? That's true, from what we heard. Like, yeah, this guy, I don't know what happened to Timothy Dalton. Why did he only do two, you know?
Remington Steele ended, and Pierce Brosnan had to come in and take over. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe I'll look it up while you're talking a bit about the year and a half.
I'm curious about why,
because like he's good. He's actually very good
in
these
movies.
I guess he's a little bit, takes his job a little bit too seriously, but you know.
You know, it's a serious time. It's the 80s. Exactly. Nuclear war is going to happen at any moment.
Nuclear war is going to happen at any moment.
That's what's kind of interesting about these movies is, even with the last one, they're not really as, besides, well, I guess the last one was like a little bit more about, well, wasn't really about international politics as much. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't as timely, you know? It's like, yeah, the KGB's in it in the last movie.
Right.
But or like, they're just about defectors and people trying to catch them. But this, and this one is like,
Communist China was the other thing that they were always focusing on.
Yeah. And this one is all about kind of like just drug trade corruption, really. It's not even really about national like politics, about like the impending nuclear war that
you're right, this is all about like inner drug, which I guess is kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal time. But it's like, yeah, it's a big deal at the time, I guess. The 80s were a big time for drugs and stuff, but like I don't know, it feels less relevant than like in the past when you're talking about like Blofeld stealing nuclear warheads and stuff, which like, I don't know, that feels more relevant to the 80s with the Cold War going on, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe it was too relevant. It was too soon.
You don't want to make a goofy little spy movie about it.
But you can be somewhat relevant and be like, what about the drug trade? That's not going to affect everyone. Not everyone's going to get hit with a drug trade.
Yeah, that's a fair point too. I'm looking up a bit about Timothy Dalton in these movies. Apparently he was offered and was contractually, like the contract expired due to legal issues between Eon Pictures and MGM. And then when they reached out to Dalton again, he was in the middle of shooting a miniseries called Scarlet. And so he turned it down. And then two months later, Brosnan succeeded him. Dalton talked a bit about it in 2007. I was surprised. I was supposed to make one more, but it was canceled because MGM and the film's producers got into a lawsuit, which lasted for 5 years. After that, I didn't want to do it anymore. So there you go.
Sad.
So it was, sounds like it was his choice to do it, and he didn't want to do it. So
all right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna enjoy him while he can as he gets.
He's a good Bond. He's a good Bond. He's getting up there.
He's getting up there. Still a spring chicken compared
he's
to
no
Roger
spring
Moore.
Chicken. Yeah, exactly.
This movie was crazy. This movie was fucking crazy, man.
It was kind of good.
I kind of dug it a lot. I think the thing for me is after watching so many fucking Bond movies, this is a refreshing change of pace because they really do something where it's like Bond is actually becoming a character.
Yeah.
He's becoming a person with motives and not just like following orders and being like stumbling into situations. He's like, yeah, he actually like cares about people and
he has to make choices between women.
Yes, yeah.
He does,
probably.
Yeah.
And like things get real. And
he's got a lighter that was given to him by someone that was meaningful to him.
Yeah. Oh man.
I'm sure it comes into play later.
But like
I don't know who gives it to him. I don't know the meaning behind it.
Oh, you know the meme behind it? No. Well, it's his good friend Felix. Come on.
Oh.
You see Felix in your half, right?
Felix? Yeah, barely.
Okay, I was like, Felix is in your half at some point, right?
Barely. Okay, he's like mentioned, but we don't actually see him
alone. Oh, do I have an intro for you, buddy?
I can't wait.
Yeah, no.
I can't wait.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to tell you what happens.
I'm excited to tell you how the movie ends, because the movie ends very well.
Okay, I'm excited.
This is actually one of the cooler Bond movies.
Because I was going to say, I was like, oh, man, I hope that the movie holds up at the end, because I was like, this is one of the few Bond movies where I wasn't like, constantly looking at the clock and be like, when's this gonna be over, you know?
Yeah, that's
I was just kind of enraptured in the actual movie instead of you know, wondering when it's going to end. Anyway, let's just get this started.
Let's just jump right into it.
Jump right in. So we start off with a weird radar plane flying. They're getting readings.
Wait,
that...
you're jumping way too far ahead.
Oh, yeah.
What does the little beginning
look like? The dots. It's the dots go across the screen.
Does he have a shadow? Is he in a room? Like in the last one?
Kind of, a little bit. It's a little bit more harsh. I don't feel like it's as shadowy as you were making it seem, though.
Okay. Maybe I was being a little too severe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
it definitely felt different. It definitely felt different, though.
Felt a little different. I'll say he's not wearing a hat.
He's not wearing a hat.
He also feels
was Roger Moore wearing a hat? I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He also feels like he's like the tallest of all the James Bond for some reason. He feels like he is. I don't know if he is, but he feels like he's the tallest.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah,
he feels very statuesque, Amazonian.
That's just because he's so chiseled. You're like, of course he's chiseled tall.
Yeah, most of him is chin. Yeah.
Most of his chin. Yeah. The chin adds 5 inches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but where?
That's what he always tells the ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I can't do cunnilingus because my chin's in the way. Sorry, bam. Sorry.
And all just down there, just like, I'm sorry, my chin just keeps bumping into your vag.
I'll give you another form of pleasure. But it's not going to be the one you're looking for.
Truly the worst thing to say.
Like, what imagine we don't shave.
Girl, I can't, all that I can't fucking eat you out right now. I've got too big of a chin.
My chin is going to fucking ram your
truly
pussy,
the
dude.
Worst. That'd be the worst thing to say to somebody.
Oh, my God.
What a bad excuse.
I'm just too big. Can't eat it.
Can't eat
you
it.
You know what? Better excuse than DJ Khaled.
For real.
Anyway.
And another one.
Yeah. So, we start off with a weird plane flying in. There's a radar. Some guy is flying into the area. They're detecting him. It's a drug lord.
Oh.
And they're like, oh,
is it
shit,
Lopez?
Are we gonna be able to get it?
No, Sanchez.
Sanchez. Is it Sanchez? Sanchez. They're like, oh, he's landing. And then we cut to Felix, Bond, and some guy named Sharky. And they're all dressed in suits.
Mm.
And they're driving in the back of a limo. And Bond hands Felix a ring. He's getting married.
Wait, Felix is getting married?
Felix is getting married.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Felix is getting married. Good and they're like, Felix. So excited to be here. You know, you're one of my good friends. We always work together so much.
I wonder if Bond's going to be the best man. Oh, Ethan looked at me knowingly.
Yeah.
He looked at me knowingly.
The Coast Guards actually appear because they know the Sanchez guy's been on Felix's radar for a while.
Right.
And they have a sign that says, follow me on the side. And they're like,
Felix is going to fucking die.
Felix is like,
he?
He doesn't die.
Okay.
So then he's like, all right, I'm going to go follow them. And they're like, what are we going to do? We're on the way to a wedding. You can't do this. And he's like, yeah, but my partner's here. He's at the DEA, says he's got him. We're going to have to figure it out. So then we
his
cut
partner
to
and his wife,
his partner, his wife. We cut to another like a little place. Some dudes are getting choked out. Sanchez is there. They say he's here. And I believe it's the Florida Keys.
Okay.
Is where they're at. And they're going to basically he's choking these people out to get to his girl, and his girl is like with another guy. And Sanchez comes in, he's like,
scandalous.
I know. And he's like, oh, you're with her here? Or him? And she's like,
the
I don't
pronouns
know.
Are getting.
Sorry, the pronouns are messing me up.
Yeah.
So I should get rid of them.
they confuse me
they
personally.
Confuse me. Everyone's,
I don't like that.
Everyone is they, them. That's what they're asking for, right? They did that, this, that, they did them. Okay? No. Felix says, like, why are you with this guy? She's like, it didn't mean anything. It's like, all right, well, you know what? You want his heart? He promised you his heart, didn't he? Well, why don't we give it to you? And then he's like, go cut his heart out.
Oh.
And he sends the guys out to cut his heart out. She's like, no, don't do that. It didn't mean anything. He's like, oh, I'm going to do it. Anyway, during this time, Felix and Bond are like, we're going to go get in this Coast Guard helicopter. And Sharky, you got to go to the wedding and tell them that, like, we're going to be delayed. So, like, let him know. And he's like, why'd you guys leave me with this? I don't want to do this. And they're like, sorry. And they get in the plane or the helicopter and take off. And then Sharky's there trying to delay everything. It's not going well. The wife's kind of upset. And then Sanchez tries to escape on a plane. But instead, he jumps off this, like, cart and hides. And Felix and Bond start shooting at him. But they're like, no, we want him alive. So don't shoot too much. We can't find him. This isn't him. They're trying to look for him.
Uh-huh.
And then there is a fancy guy running around in a suit, and they eventually find him, Sanchez, but he's inside getting into a plane. He starts taking the plane off. They start shooting at the plane, but they can't really get it. So like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get in the helicopter. We're going to try to chase after him. Bond rescues the lady. She doesn't really seem that happy to be rescued. She's like, just leave me alone. It's chaotic. This is a chaotic intro.
It's very chaotic. This is crazy.
It's entertaining, but it's very chaotic where everything's
going.
There's
a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot of shit going on. You got to figure out who everyone is.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous.
So they get back in the helicopter. They go after him. And they're like, shit, he's going to be in Cuban airspace soon. We're not going to have any jurisdiction.
Right.
Bond's like, well, let's go fishing. And since it's a Coast Guard helicopter, it has little like rescue hooks. So they put Bond gets on the rescue hook, and they lower him down to the plane as they're flying. They're chasing the plane. Mm-hmm. And he hooks the metal safety hook around the back of the plane where the tail is.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, all right, drag him out. And then the helicopter starts lifting up, and that plane just dips down. And they have full control over the plane now.
Whoa.
It's pretty fucking cool.
That's
looking.
Awesome.
And then you see from the wedding, you see this happening. You see a far shot of this helicopter carrying this plane.
Right.
And then you see Felix and Bond just jump out of the airplane and parachute down to the wedding.
Holy shit.
And it's like, sorry, I'm late, babe. I'm like, damn.
What a great entrance.
What a cool fucking intro to the wedding.
Wow. You may kiss the bride.
You may kiss the bride. Yeah. And then we see a shot of the camera, like a lady with a camera, and it starts going into the intro music, but it implies that they're watching the wedding. They're watching the wedding, and it does the intro song.
Can I ask really quick?
Mm-hmm.
This is a different Felix from the previous movie,
yes,
right?
He's much better actor.
I was
actually,
ask.
He's not a much better actor.
He's a better actor.
He's not that great, but he's better. He's at least tolerable.
All right. Did you get a good view of Sanchez, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recognize him at all?
I do not recognize Sanchez.
Did you ever see Die Hard?
Yeah.
He's one of the FBI agents in Die Hard.
Oh, he did look familiar, but I couldn't play. I was more thinking about his little henchman, Dario.
He is, yes. Who's... He is not the nationality he is trying to portray in this movie. Mm. Don't worry, though.
He's also from a not real country.
Well, yeah, but we all know what he's trying to be here. Yeah. But don't worry. He's also a bad guy. He endorsed Donald Trump in 2016, 2020, and 2024. He's issued statements supporting fellow conservative celebrities, including John Voight, as well as statements advocating for civility between those of different political parties. Lies. He has spoken in numerous conservative political action conferences in Washington, D.C. Frequent guest on Fox News.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Well, I'm glad I just recognized him from Die Hard, I guess.
Robert Davi is the guy's name.
Robert Davi. Okay.
Robert, if you're listening to our podcast, I'm sure you are, go kill yourself.
Oh, my God. The views in this podcast reflect whoever speak them, not the entire podcast.
No. Just
but
me.
You should maybe reflect on your life a little bit.
Yeah, and reflect on your life. Yeah.
Reflect on it a lot.
Reflect
like
on it a
whole
lot.
Lot.
Yeah, like in like a car, in a garage, right. With the garage door
Oh,
closed.
I was just saying with a gun in your hand, in a mirror, but you know, whatever. I'm just going to reflect. I'm not saying do anything
just
else.
Just
think about
it. Just really think about it. Just really think really hard about it. Yeah,
just,
exactly.
Just think real hard about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he's a bad guy in real life and in this movie.
Cool. Anyway, so we got an intro song, a bunch of casino chips flying around, naked women just kind of like dancing and kind of like a weird.
This is a good intro.
Swoosh motion. It's okay.
It's not that
the,
good.
The music is pretty funny though because it's Gladys Knight, and she's singing
Good Night.
She's singing Good Night, but it says I got a license to kill anyone who tries to tear us apart.
Oh.
And I'm like, what a funny way to like incorporate this.
I love that.
Into anything
that does feel a little bit like you're given an assignment, you're like, I gotta do something with this phrase, you know?
Yeah,
what do I do with it?
Let's see. So, scantily clad women dancing in a bunch of light, a lot of women like still almost nude, you know?
No, it's always gonna happen, you're always gonna get that, yeah.
But it's like very lit, you know? It's not as like
lit?
It's not silhouettes as much.
It's fucking
lit.
No,
it's
lit,
more
bro.
Like silhouettes of,
yeah,
like
it's
before,
always a silhouette.
No, it used
of
to be
ladies.
Silhouettes, is what I'm saying. Now it's like they're lit up.
Okay.
There's also
you're
like
seeing everything.
There's also women who are dancing and like just bounce around a lot. And I'm just like, come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway,
sure.
So then Sanchez going to prison. He's talking to the agents who are taking him in.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, there's a lot of bad guys around here. Yeah. But you know who's not a bad guy? Donald Trump.
No, he's not a real criminal.
He's not a real criminal.
Anyway.
It was a witch hunt.
So then Sanchez is like, someone will break me out. I'll give him whoever breaks me out $2 million. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm just waiting my turn. Mm. And the agent who's telling him is like, no, we're going to take you back. Quantico, we got all this sorts of stuff. We're going to extradite you. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. You get out of here. No one's going to fucking time. Take that money.
Yeah.
And then back at the wedding, we see that the bride is very happy. And, you know, she said, she comes up to James and says, you know,
if I wasn't married. Wait, are you real?
My
no, Ethan, don't fucking do this to me. There's no way. It's her wedding day. She's not going to fucking hit on James Bond.
No, but she does say.
No.
She does say the custom is that the bride always gets to kiss her best man.
No.
I've never heard that in my life. Have you heard that?
I am married. Uh-huh. That did not happen at my wedding, yeah. As far as I'm aware.
You're going to let your brother be like, hey, you get a free kiss to my bride.
My brother was not my best man.
Oh, shit, you're right. I always assume brother's best man, that's so fair. I apologize.
It's a good assumption. Right. No, that didn't happen at my wedding. No.
I remember your best man is. Yeah, that'd be
also
weird.
That'd be a weird one.
That'd
right?
be also weird.
Yeah. And I was his best man.
Also, didn't happen. Also weird.
Yeah.
You could have been on wife swap.
That is a fucking insane thing to say at your wedding. That's fucking weird. As a custom. That's ridiculous.
I don't know why, but then he says, he flips around and says, I thought it was the other way around.
Oh no. Dude, he's fucking cucking Felix, bro.
No, apparently they're down. This is the 80s, man. They're like on coke and they're like, this is fine, we can all just want to
Felix
kiss,
is like,
fine.
As long as I can watch.
Well, his last name is Felix Cuckerman, so
yeah, that's right, that's yeah. right.
Anyway, so
where are we going with this?
I don't know.
Come on, man. What happens next?
I don't know what's happening. But fucking some person named Pam is meeting with Felix. She's still doing business. He's like, sorry, I got to do his business. We just arrested him. They want a bunch of stuff. I know it's on my wedding day. And he's like, come on, man. Get together. Go to your wedding. He's like, the department wants a whole report since yesterday. You know, they got to do it before he goes, because if he leaves the country, like, it's just going to be his law. You know, we have no jurisdiction over there. So then basically Ed Kiefer is the head FBI guy, and he's like, we're gonna take him to Quantico. And he swings by Felix and he's like, yeah, we got the guy, this is gonna be great, I just came by to kiss the bride. And then he leaves. So like, everyone's in on this.
Yeah, what the hell.
I just got like, is that just a thing? You get married and you have to ever get these weird, all your guy friends have to kiss your bride. I don't like this.
No, not at
all. Why
does
this feel worse than the Bonds in the 60s times?
This feels bad. This feels very weird. This feels like a kind of thing that Felix like orchestrated.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna get married, I'm gonna have all you guys, you go kiss my wife, it's gonna be great. I know you guys never get laid, you guys never get any pussy, but you know what, you can get a little taste of it.
Taste, yeah.
Well, then, but don't touch
except your lips
lips
and on her lips. And I'm talking about the lips above.
Above.
I don't want you
lips.
Eating my wife out.
Because I'm not going to do that. You shouldn't do that either. My chin's too big. You
my
know
chin
what I'm saying?
Way too big.
They call me a chin wagger, but that's not right.
I just talk a lot.
Yeah. I ain't wagging down there. You know what I'm saying?
Except for it's my dick. I'm wagging that.
I'm wagging that. Yeah. I'm wagging that flapping around. It's like, you ever seen a fish?
I'm Felix. I'm a pig. What
I'm
do you
a pig,
want from
I'm
me?
You see my dick is flopping out like a fish. A lot of fish in this movie. You ready to see some fish in this movie?
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway.
I don't like this Felix at all. This is a bad Felix.
It's funny because he hasn't done anything, but everyone else around him is like implying that he's done something, right? You know? Like, he hasn't physically been like, kiss my wife.
Yeah.
But everyone else is like, this is something we can do, right? You gave us permission.
I want to talk to this Felix. I want to know how much he knows about this, you know?
I know. Fucking Sharky makes fly lures for their wedding.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm not going to fly fish on my wedding. Everyone laughs.
I'm
going
to kiss boys on my wedding, though. Then she goes around and gets another guy.
On my honeymoon, excuse me. I don't know what happens on the honeymoon. Maybe she gets girls then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she swings both ways. Yeah. And Felix doesn't swing any damn way. He's just there to watch.
So Sanchez is getting put into the back of a van.
Yeah.
He's getting sworn by press, asking a bunch of questions. Like,
he just kisses them all.
Like, Sanchez, not Felix.
Oh, sorry.
Sanchez doesn't kiss anyone. He just votes for Trump. Okay? So they lock him up, take him away. Yeah. Bond gets the gifts from Felix and his wife. His wife actually pulls him away from a dance and dances with him a little bit and is like, "Oh, I have
finally."
I have a present for you, James. And I'm like, "Oh no, what is this? What is she gonna do?
What is she gonna do?" It's a photo of her kissing another guy. He's like, finally.
This is the thing. Now we've seen. That's what I love about this movie. This movie gives us too much insight into their lives.
It really
right?
is a because, lot.
Because like,
yeah.
You never ever get this in anything. They're always on a mission. You never see like the private lives of like
Felix.
No, you never see this. So we're just going.
I only
ham.
Can imagine what a Felix.
And that's the thing. We've gotten too
is.
Much. We've gotten a cookie. And we're dunking that shit in milk.
And I'm like, I don't want any more cookies. And they're just giving me more cookies.
They're giving me more cookies.
And I'm like, no, I'm full. I don't want any more of these cookies.
But we keep making more cookies.
But we're eating a lot more
we're
of these
a lot
cookies.
More cookies.
Yeah,
we're like, making up cookies on the way.
I get a stomach ache.
But I can't eat more. I'm eating more. So then Bond gets a gift from Felix. It's a lighter that says, James, love always. Della and Felix. He says, oh no.
Too cute.
They say, so then we cut to Sanchez and he's in the back of the van, but then that CIA agent, I believe, might be FBI agent, doesn't fucking matter, Ed Kilfer, he fucking knocks out the guard that's driving the van and he drives it into the river.
Oh,
or the ocean, I guess it's the ocean. There's no river in the Florida Keys. It's all an ocean.
It's all big ocean. Big ocean. Yeah, it might be one river, I
it's
guess.
It's the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Or the Gulf. Actually, it's the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Not according to Sanchez. Sanchez is like, that's a Gulf of America.
Like, that is not the Gulf of Mexico. There's two things I want. To bring different political views together and to endorse Donald Trump.
Reaching across the aisle. In
truly
the aisle.
Insane.
Anyway. So, knockout driver, drove into the water. They fucking, the Coast Guard goes to rescue him. They're like, oh shit, we gotta get him. But they give him a fake guy, and they let them rescue the fake guy, while these divers get the submarine, and they direct both Ed and Sanchez into the submarine, and they drive off.
Okay.
And then, Ed at the wedding, Bond's gonna leave, and then Della, Felix's now wife, says, Bond, you know the tradition.
You have to fuck me, too.
The best man's got to put it in my ass. Doesn't count.
No. No, wait, really?
Why did you believe that?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. He has a license to anal.
License to tear that ass up. You know, they would have cast Pierce Brosnan, who's too busy in Remington Steel.
That's what I'm talking about.
License to drill.
License to drill, indeed.
Anyway, no, what she says, you know, tradition, the next one who catches this, and she throws him her
the
garter. Her, no, her
oh,
garter.
Her garter, yeah, that's right. That's right. I've
which
seen
is also, yeah, and he's like, well, first he doesn't want to do it. He's like, no, I'm actually good. And he says it. And the thing is like the way Timothy Dalton plays this is like, no, I'm good. Like 1,000-yard stare, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, whatever. And she throws it to him and he catches it and he kind of just smiles like,
And
he walks
it.
Away. And then, yeah, no. And then Felix or Dale is like, what's wrong? Felix is like, he had a wife a long time ago.
That's true.
Who's married.
We all remember this.
And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, they're bringing
continuity,
it back.
Continuity, baby.
Bringing it
this
back.
He's got it all. Too much.
Got everything.
We're going too deep into this.
Yeah, we're going deep into 007.
Yeah.
Just like he went into Felix's wife.
Oh my God. So, is this the problem? Is this movie doesn't really have that much bad things against women? So we're like, we're going
to put
it
in.
We got to put it in there.
Much like 007 put it in Felix's wife.
This is my Walter PPK.
And Felix.
It's custom for the best man.
Yeah, that's right.
So Felix goes inside with his wife, and immediately there are guys with guns in the corner, and they knock his fucking ass out and kidnap her.
Oh my God.
And
poor Felix.
I know.
More men in the arms of his wife's in the arms of more men.
No.
Oh no.
So then Sanchez is like, we wait for Dario. And
so this happened the same day.
Yeah, this all happens the same day. That's crazy. Sanchez is waiting. He's like, I'm good. I'm broken out. He's talking to Ed, some guy. I think his name I wrote Mr. Goodbye. That's Mr. Crest. Mm. He talks to Mr. Crest.
Yeah, the toothpaste man.
The toothpaste man. I don't know why that got me.
His teeth are very shiny.
His teeth are so white.
Yeah. He's got like a mustache, right?
Yes, I think he does. He's got slick back hair, right?
Yeah, he has slick back hair.
I remember the slick back hair. The mustache blends into his little crusty face.
He does.
That's the crest of his mustache.
That is. It's very shiny.
It's all toothpaste. Yeah.
Now it's a dentist. Do not support this guy's mustache.
Oh my god. Okay, so
we're very giggly today.
I know, we're having a little goofy time.
Yeah.
So Felix goes, oh yeah, his wife, blah blah blah. I gotta cut. Okay. So he's like, I want to.
Felix's like, oh my fucking wife.
Sanchez is like, we gotta get. Sanchez's like, no rush to get out of here. Crest guy's like, hey man, we gotta get out of here. And he's like, you listen, man. Loyalty is more important than money. I trust Dario. He's going to get to me.
Yeah.
And then Kiefer appears and he's like, haha, thanks for the $2 million, bud. And mm-hmm. He counts the $2 million. He cashed fucking in.
Yeah, man. And he made a lot of money.
And then Felix leaves and he's like, hey, Crest man, don't mess with my girl. And he's like, oh, I won't. I saw what that.
Who do you
that,
think I am, Felix?
Yeah, no, he's like, I saw that job you did with that other guy. I'm not going to fucking touch her.
Yeah.
The guy
yeah.
cut his heart. They cut his heart out. They implied he actually did it.
Oh.
So now Felix. Wait, what? Oh, Felix. Okay, Felix, sorry. I thought for some reason we traveled back to the beginning of the movie and he was like in his home.
No.
But no, they go outside and it's like this aquarium looking place.
Mm.
And Felix is there in the middle of it. He's tied up. They tie him up and he's like, where's my wife? And then this guy named Dario appears and he's like, don't worry, we gave her a nice send-off. You know who Dario is, right?
No. What does
you
he
never
look
see
like?
Him?
What does he look like?
He's Benicio del Toro.
Yes!
Benicio del Toro.
I do see Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
Is he, like, Sanchez's, like,
he's kind of like
lefty
a,
or something?
Yeah,
funky?
I would say, yeah, he's yeah. lefty. I would say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, don't worry, we gave her a nice honeymoon.
He's looking young in this, which he is.
I mean, yeah, he is very young.
Yeah.
He's about to kill him. Sanchez is like, look.
Is his name Dario?
Dario, yeah.
Got it.
Is nothing personal. It's merely business. And then they open up the ground with a pool with a shark in it. And they have a big thing of meat stuck to them. And they tie them to one side of the meat, like a pulley system. And they drop the meat into the pool. And the shark starts eating
the
meat.
Yeah.
And he's also from the pool. And the shark gets done eating that meat.
And now they're going for
it. And now Felix drops in.
Yeah.
And the shark fucking eats him, and you see his leg get bit off, and you see the shark like eat it. You see like blood everywhere.
Whoa!
And like to the point where like, Mr. Kiefer, Ed Kilfer, was like going to throw up and
yeah,
like
he's
leave. And I'm like, oh
this.
Man, I can't believe you did this, you fucking asshole. And I don't know, it works really well.
It's effective. Yeah,
it's effective. I mean, also it's very gory, and I'm just like, whoa,
yeah,
what's going on?
Everywhere.
There's a lot of blood.
Yeah,
watching his friend get eaten alive, and then.
Weirdly yeah. enough, with these like 007 movies, not a ton of just like blood and gore.
No, yeah. So it's really shocking when you yeah. see it. And then Sanchez like makes a signal like, all right. Anyway, then we cut to Bond. And Bond is getting a flight to Pan Am. But then the person giving him the ticket is like, oh! And he's like, what's wrong? He's like, some big drug dealer escaped. He's like, oh! And he runs away. And he goes to Felix's place. And he pulls out a gun. And he goes into their bedroom. And he sees Della's just dead. On the bed.
Oh.
And the whole office is ransacked. He goes in the office. He sees a body bag and he unzips it. And Felix is in there. And he's all bitten up. And it just says he disagreed with something that ate him.
Oh.
Which is a funny way to say it, like that same phrase.
So they're dead. They're both dead.
But then Felix starts waking up, which is more fucked up in some ways.
That's even worse.
Because before he gets left in, Felix is like, if you kill me, they'll come after you. And he's like, oh, there are some things worse than death. And I was just like, no, he's going to kill him, obviously. How do you like half kill someone in a shark? And he's like, he found a way.
He's a genius, the Sanchez.
Yeah, so they take him to the hospital. Sharky arrives at the hospital with the...
Imagine having a friend named Sharky and your leg got eaten
well,
off
he
by
fucking,
a shark.
His job is to hunt sharks. Like,
yeah,
he goes
exactly.
out and hunts sharks. His name's Sharky. Anyway. And they're like, his left leg's gone. And like, they figure it's a chainsaw. They sell them all over the place here. And like, Sharky's like, that's no fucking chainsaw. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
You can see shark bites
yeah,
on
chainsaw
it.
My ass, dude.
Yeah.
I know a shark bite when I see one.
I'm Sharky.
Yeah. And then some other guy appears. I do not know his name. It's a black guy with like a fade. Comes in. And... he seems to be in charge of like like second in command of the CIA or something like that. Like he's taking over whatever Felix Post is.
Sure.
And he's just like, oh, you should forget it, Bond. Like, don't worry about it. This is our thing. He's
don't
like,
think about
no,
it.
Yeah. I was his fucking line. I'm his best man, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not going to forget it.
Yeah. He's like, I kissed his wife.
Kissed his wife.
And now she's dead.
Now she's dead. And I feel really bad about that.
That's really the last person that she kissed.
Yeah, I was going to say. They definitely didn't consummate the marriage because they didn't even get it. He just immediately went in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Got kidnapped.
I consummated the marriage for them. As is my best man.
So, they start looking for places that sell sharks because they know it's a shark bite.
Right.
And they go to the last place. Sharky says, well, just the last place here. We'll have to try Miami next. This last place in the Keys. And he comes in and Bond poses like a British guy looking for a great white shark.
Bond poses as a British guy. What's all this thing?
What is this fucking shark,
is that a shark?
And then we see Mr. Kress is there, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know.
Look at this shark's teeth.
We sold
They're
all
so white. No.
He says, we sold all our sharks years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, we now do, like, experiments. We have, like, a bunch of maggots we feed to, like, genetically modified fish.
Sure.
To make them all big and huge, so you could, like, make them all men, and you could eat them or whatever. And then he sees a, like, Bond sees a little, like, submarine. He said, it says Shark Hunter 2. And he's like, oh, is that from your old days? He's like, yeah, we're trying to sell it, actually. You know, I'm actually low on time. Can you get out of here?
Uh-oh.
And he says, I didn't catch your name. And he's like, goodbye. So I put him as Mr. Goodbye. I didn't know his name, but his name's Crest. Anyway, so Bond watches at night. He checks out, he scopes the place out, and he sees these guys leave on the Shark 2. They swim out.
Yeah.
And we cut to, Ed, who is inside, and he's waiting. He's like, they're like, oh, we'll come get you in 3 hours and help you escape.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you betrayed everyone.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I hate this place. All right, I'll wait. So James sneaks in along with the help of Sharky, and he actually walks over this grate to kind of, like, get in, and there's a shark. It pops up, and he's like, oh, shit, there is a shark here.
It's a shark!
He goes into the kind of, like, aquarium area, and he looks around. He's kind of like sneaking around. He sees the maggots. He digs his hand in the maggots and he finds big bags of drugs inside of the maggots.
Ooh,
I know.
That's gross.
It's kind of weird that like both these two movies, this one and the last drugs. One had drugs in the like involved.
Drugs are a big deal.
Drugs are a big deal in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
So then he gets caught though while he has his hands in the maggots. And the guy's like, hey, get your hand out of those maggots. And he's like, all right, I'll do it slowly. And he grabs the maggots and throws them in his face. And then he punches him out, knocks him out, but then another guy appears, starts shooting at Bond in the complex, and Bond hides. He sneaks around and then he has a hook and he grabs it around the security guard who's trying to shoot at him. He sneaks up, pulls him into an electric eel tank, which shocks him and kills him.
That's awesome.
I'm like, it's all those things are, I don't know what changed, but like, this is goofy, right?
This is goofy,
but it's also kind of dope.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome.
It's kind of dope, right? I don't know what changed.
Someone
I don't know
getting murdered by a, like, electric eel.
Yeah.
Goofy and fun.
In a tank of electric eels.
Yes.
Amazing.
Love that. Love that.
So then Ed Kilfer's there, and he pulls out a gun after he shot this guy, so he gets fucking caught again.
Yeah.
And he's going to throw him in the shark tank that his buddy Felix, that he threw Felix in earlier.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is what you did to Felix, your friend that you came over and, like, tried to get a kiss from his wife and everything, you
exactly.
know, like, is that what you're gonna do? He's like, oh, I didn't do that, Sanchez did that. And then while he's talking, Sharky pops open like the bottom of where the entrance is, the same place Bond snuck in, and knocks Ed over. And they have a little fight, and Ed ends up kind of like hanging over the shark tank. And he's like, you wouldn't end up doing this. Actually, I have $2 million in that suitcase. I'll split it with you. And he says, you know what? Bond picks up the suitcase and says, you know what? You earned it. You keep it. And he pushes the suitcase into the water with Ed.
Yeah.
And he gets eaten, obviously.
Of course.
And Sharky says, what a waste. And Bond looks at him. He's like, of money. And I'm like, I don't know what this joke was meant to be.
Of money.
Of money. He's like, were you making a joke about a waste of a guy? I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure,
no, he was absolutely saying a waste of a man. Like, of like time and also like.
But Bond really doesn't give a shit about him, huh?
He's just like, whatever. Yeah. Waste of money. But
anyway,
money.
So they go up to Sharky the next day and he's like, we got to find this place where he's hidden. Do you know where he is? He's like, yeah, it's a 6-hour ride. We'll go there. So he's like, all right, give me an hour. I'll come back. So during this time, that other CIA agent that I mentioned earlier who told Bond to back off comes back again and is like, hey, local cops got a tip off of a drug place and they found drugs and Ed Kilfer got eaten, or what's left of him anyway.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone's trying to do something. He's like, oh, I'm glad he got justice. He's like, look, Bond, we know it's obviously you who did this. So you got to go here. So he takes him to the Hemingway house where there's a bunch of cats everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And Bond meets with M. M is there. And M is like, Bond, you're supposed to be in Istanbul last night. You're slipping. You're not doing your duties.
Not doing your job.
And he's like, no, I'm avenging Felix. He's like, don't you have a job to do. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Felix did so much for me and for
it's
us.
It's true. Felix has done a lot.
Yeah.
In a lot of these movies.
And then being an asshole, he's like, spare me the rubbish. Spare me the sentimental rubbish. He knew the risks.
This was his wedding,
like, and then he said, what about his wife?
Yeah.
And he's like, she also knew the risks.
No, she didn't. She didn't understand. And she thought, like, that you had to kiss the best man.
Yeah,
you didn't know anything about the world.
He's been tricked by the Probably definitely didn't tell her, like, you know, I work at the Kinko's.
You're supposed to kiss the guy at Kinko's. That's what I heard. One kiss for every copy.
He just prints it out over and over again. You must kiss the best man. That's the rules. So he's like, then you have my resignation, sir.
Oh, he's resigning from MI6.
M's like, this is not a country club 007. He's like, your license, fine. Your license to kill is revoked. I need your weapon. And he's like, he pulls out his gun. He's like, I guess this is a farewell to arms. And he fucking punches the guards next to him. No, not M. He punches the guards, like the other MI6 agents.
Yeah.
And then he runs away. People start shooting at him. M's like, no, don't shoot at him. There's too many people here now.
Yeah.
And then he kind of looks and he's like, God help you, Commander. They keep calling him Commander.
Yeah. Wait, does he run into, like, Moneypenny at any point in this?
No.
Do you see Moneypenny in your movie at all?
Do you see Moneypenny? But he's not.
Not in this
movie. Not with Bond.
Okay, got it.
Not with Bond. So Mr. Crest is talking to the young lady that Sanchez saved. Why didn't I write down her name? I believe it was Renita. Renita. You see Renita in your half for sure.
Rita?
Maybe they call her Rita, but I thought it was Renita.
I'm going to look at this up.
Double check it. But anyway, she's like the Bond girl in the movie, I think. Maybe not the Bond girl, but she's...
I don't see Renita at all in my half of the movie. There's Lupe and there's Kennedy, and that's all I've got.
How did I get this? Maybe I'm blaming me. I don't know if I'm wrong or you're wrong. But we'll
I might be wrong. What does she look like?
She's got short, dark hair.
That's Kennedy.
It's Kennedy. Maybe that's her last name. Her first name is Rita.
Probably.
Yeah, that might be it. They just never... Sometimes they don't mention
people
in their
first name.
She has
really short hair. Like a...
Like a Bob.
Yeah.
That's her. Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Crest is like, you stop being annoying, young lady. You're making it really hard for Sanchez. And she's like, you're drunk. He's like, you cause all these problems for us. And, like, I see women like you come and go all the time for Sanchez. Like, you just behave yourself. And she's like, well, you stop peeking through my windows. And he's like, he stumbles away.
Wait. You said she has short hair like a bob.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty short.
But, like, she's like got darker skin.
She's Latino, yeah.
Okay. So that's Lupe.
It's Lupe.
Yeah.
I don't know your name that wrong. Maybe she lied. Maybe at some point
she lied.
What's
her name?
I wrote Renita.
I'm going to look this up.
Look it up, because I could be wrong, which has happened. So he gets an alert that something big is under the water. It's a manta ray on their boat that they're trying to do. They're going to make a drug run. But it's, in fact, Bond hiding under the manta ray, and he follows up to the line and actually follows a little subboat. And Bond is like a shark, and he goes into the boat, and he actually pulls a guy underwater who's attaching the submarine with the drugs in it.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, I thought maybe you found the name.
No, okay. I have not found the name.
Bond sneaks into
I'm just reacting to your story.
Wow, how could you do that? How could you be listening to me?
I'm trying.
So Bond sneaks into where Renita is, and he pulls a knife on her and says, make a sound and you'll die. And he's like, where's Sanchez? He's like, I don't know where he is. I'm just her lover. He says, and then... She gets up because someone knocks on the door, and he gives her like an outfit to like cover herself, and she opens the door. He's like, hey, someone's intruding on this boat. And she's like, I don't know where he is. Like, okay, well, bolt your door. So she goes and bolts her door, and he notices there's like whip marks on her back, which I realized I've left something out, which is after that part when she was bad with that other man, the man who got his heart ripped out.
Yeah.
Sanchez like grabs her and then starts like whipping her with like a literal whip they just has on her.
Holy shit.
Which is crazy. Anyway, but she then
I don't see a goddamn person named Renita in this entire.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I just fucking hallucinate that like an AI?
I think you might have. I don't see a single person.
Okay,
there's
Lupe.
Lamora.
Okay.
Lupe Lamora.
Lupe Lamora.
And then Pam Bouvier, which I believe is actually Kennedy, the person that I knew about.
Interesting.
And then there's Della Churchill, which is the dead woman.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much it. There's Lottie. There's Miss Moneypenny.
Weird. That's okay. All right. Well, Lupe it is then. I'll rename her on here. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe her name is Lupe.
Sure. Fine by me.
Is this what she looks like?
I mean, I'm guarantee it's probably what she looks like. Yep, that's her.
That's Lupe. Yep, yeah, okay. That's what
on,
I figured.
On the Bond wiki.
Yep.
Man. Okay. Well,
I wonder where Renita came from.
I do not know where that came from. I was like, oh, it's her name.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, she says, my fault, made him angry, which like feels bad.
Yeah.
And then Bond looks out the window and you see Sharky is hung up and dead. And the guys are laughing. He's like, ha, get this. This guy's name was Sharky. Isn't that funny?
That's a pretty goofy name.
That's a pretty goofy name. And Bond's like so fucking pissed at this point. He says, he pops out with a fucking harpoon gun and shoots a guy and says, compliments is Sharky. He harpoons the guy. Everyone starts shooting at him. He jumps in the water, steals that guy's scuba outfit, and starts swimming around. They all try trying to figure out where he is. They're trying to loop around while they're trying to also simultaneously do this drug deal.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in. Bond is hiding when they do the drug deal. And then Bond finds the like underwater submarine and then starts farting. No, he starts stabbing.
I need oxygen. Where do I get this?
Yeah, he has a little, he takes his oxygen mask and puts it on his butt.
Yeah,
he's like, this is recycling. It's very green.
Very green.
Very green.
Pee you.
He starts stabbing the submarine cocaine, and it starts like going everywhere in the water because it's like powder. You don't want to put that. You know, you don't want to mix that in water. It's
no,
bad.
You do not.
Those sharks really going fast though. Let me tell you, speedy.
You've
sharks.
Seen Cocaine Bear?
Cocaine
sharks.
Shark.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way back in License to Kill, but they see a video of him doing this, and they're like, "Oh shit." And now Bond has to, they send all these divers after him. He has to evade the divers. He gets surrounded, but uses the harpoon gun to latch onto the back of the plane with all the money that they exchanged that's trying to escape, you know, with the money they got for the drugs.
Yeah.
And he fucking harpoons onto it, then starts like doing that. What? I can't think of the thing. What's the thing where you go on the back of a boat and you hold on to a thing?
Jet skiing?
No, that's not jet skiing. Jet skiing is where you're running around.
Water skiing.
That's water. Is it water skiing? Is that really what it's called? It might be right.
I think it's water skiing.
I think it's water skiing? Okay. He's water skiing on the back of this plane, and the fucking Bond music starts playing. I'm like, this shit fucking whips, dude. This is such a cool scene.
Yeah, man.
He's on the back of the plane. He hoists himself up to the back of the plane. The pilot notices him. Starts like as they're taking off. He starts to rock the plane side to side.
Yeah.
And then Bond breaks in, because the guy looks outside trying to see where Bond is, and he grabs the release door button, and he hits it and the whole door falls off with the side pilot.
Dude.
And he falls all this way down into
hell
the water.
Yeah.
And then Bond starts fighting with the other pilot that's in there. He eventually takes control, throwing the other guy to his death as the other people watch as Bond steals the other plane all the money
dude.
In it. And flies away.
I love this, like I feel like every other time whenever Bond is doing something like this, it's always like this is a mission he needs to accomplish. I love seeing Bond like with like moral, you know,
motive.
Like he's doing this for a person that he cares about.
Yeah,
you know?
He's. I think what's so good is in the last movie, he did feel like he was just filling assignments, right?
Yeah.
So I think this is such a cool juxtaposition of him just being like, I'm going to do this for people now.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this for
someone
I care
about. Somebody cares
about.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you almost feel like James Bond doesn't really care about
anyone.
Doesn't
care about anybody. Yeah, exactly.
I
kind of dig
Felix?
This.
Yeah, I really like
Felix. We all like Felix.
We all like Felix. He's cool. We love him and his generosity. So that night,
Bond's... his wife's generosity.
So the night Bond sneaks back into Felix's house, he gets a secret CD he pulls out of like a picture of his wife. And puts in a PC and has all the records about Sanchez. He starts looking through all the informants and all of them are decks for someone named P. Volivier. And it's a CIA contract pilot. He goes to meet them at the next drop where they would meet Felix first. And
This is Kennedy.
Yeah. And he finds, maybe they all have different names in my half. They change them halfway through.
No, I need to figure out why they, because I know that they refer to her as Kennedy at some point.
That could be her like Bond name or something.
Yeah,
like,
let me look this up.
Informant name. So he meets her there. She's at a bar. And he's like, oh, you're a lady. Yeah, that's crazy. But it's at a most American-ass bar. Literally has, like, chandeliers with Bush on it. And, like, Miller.
Bush?
Well, like, Bush. Like, Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Miller
on
it.
So they shaved.
They shaved, yes, exactly. And there's, like, ladies dancing and stuff. It's not, like, quite a strip club, but it's, like, a entertainment bar like that. He meets the lady.
Mm.
She's like, give me a... And some guy comes... Some lady comes by and is like, what's your order, you two? She's like, give me a bud with lime. He's like, oh, I'll take one, too. So she says, are you carrying? Because he starts being like, you're not Felix. It's like, yeah, we got to deal with this guy.
Yeah.
So you carrying? He's like, pulls out. He's like, shows his little gun. And she's like, yeah, me too. And she has a big fucking shotgun. And I was like, all right, this person's cool. But then Diario comes in.
Yeah.
And starts talking to her. And at this point, I'm like, I don't recognize this guy. It's Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
It's cool.
Like, he's like a young Benicio del Toro.
He's a little guy.
He's a little cutie guy.
He comes by and he's like, hey, let's go outside and talk. She's like, I don't want to do that. And he's like, oh, I feel like something's suspicious with you.
Nah.
And then she pulls out a gun, and because Dario tries to run, and she tries to shoot at him and shoots down a fish. There's a whole bar fight with people I don't even think are involved. They're just fighting because it's a bar fight. And some guy grabs that big fish that fell down, tries to stab someone with it. Doesn't work. Big bar fight.
Is it like a swordfish?
Swordfish, yeah. Excuse me. I should have explained that part. It's just a random fish.
Yeah, that's
a tuna. I'm going to get you this tuna.
Why is it not working?
They're useless. Yeah, using a marlin or a swordfish.
Yeah, exactly.
So random people are fighting. She eventually is like, I'm tired of this. We got to get out of here, James. She blows a hole through the side of the building.
Whoa.
With the shotgun and says, Bond, get it started. Then she just pulls the gun out and everyone's like quiet. They're not fighting anymore. And then she goes and she runs in the back of the place. But then Dario pops out and shoots her in the back.
Whoa.
But she's like, oh. She gets up. She's like, ah, it's fine. I got a bulletproof vest on.
Hell yeah.
And Bond's like, you're crazy. You could have shot you in the head or do it less. And she's like, I'm fine. I do this all the time.
I love this coming from Bond, who shot a man in the face in the last movie.
Yeah.
That had like a face guard on his
gun.
Yes,
did you shoot below?
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is what he learned.
He's
about it later. He's like in a debriefing session. He's like,
why didn't you just shoot him in the leg or in the body?
Or he's explaining it like, shot man in face feel. And Q probably like reviews his files and is like, you could have shot him below the face field. And he's like, I never thought of that.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Huh.
Well, other people should listen to that advice.
I'm going to choose somebody out for that.
Yeah. And it's like, anyway, you saved my life. Then he starts lecturing her, and she's like, you don't have to lecture me. I was an army pilot.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You don't have to lecture me about professionalism. And then the boat starts not working because they got shot up. The boat got shot, and so it ran out of fuel. Very common thing in these movies, it seems.
They have to have them wind up together somehow, you know?
Exactly. So she's like, all right, I need a complete rundown of this.
Of the plot of the movie.
Yeah, the plot of this movie. What's this? Or no, he says, I need a complete rundown of your knowledge of the Sanchez situation.
Oh, okay.
And she's
okay,
like,
okay.
All right, well, he's taking a flight to Isthmus City.
Oh, yes. What the fucking hell is the name of this place?
It's
this is going to kill me.
It's a fake place.
That's a fake place.
It's the Republic of Isthmus.
That makes me feel a lot better that it was fake.
It's not a real place. Yeah, I looked it up because I was like, I don't recognize this. Also, Isthmus is a silly name because, like, that TH doesn't exist in Spanish. This is a Spanish-speaking country.
Look at Ethan over but here. Like, he knows a thing or two.
I'm like, what is happening? What do we do with this?
It's almost like people that don't speak Spanish.
Made this. Yeah, that's true. So, he says, like, I need a private flight to Isthmus is what he says. And she's
it's
like,
infamous indeed.
Infamous indeed, exactly. And she's like, you're going after Sanchez. He's like, yeah, will you help me? She's like, how many people you got? He's like, just you and me. And she's like, oh, I don't know about that. He's like, just fly me in. I'll give you 50K. And she's like, that's expensive. I need at least 100K. And she's like, they start negotiating back and forth, 60K. And eventually sells on 75K. And she leans in close. She's like, all right, fine. And then they kiss. And I'm like, I don't know if I felt that was earned, but whatever.
Yeah, I feel like their whole relationship isn't
Yeah, like I it was cool at the beginning when they were like kind of at each other's throats. I'm like, ooh, how are they going to become enemy to lovers? And it was like too quickly, jumped literally in a minute.
Immediately into
literally
lovers.
Literally in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I buy this, but whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, they say, she's like, oh, why didn't you wait until you asked? He says, why don't you ask me? And then he grabs her butt and honks the horn of the boat at the same time.
Oh, no.
It's very goofy. But I like it.
They're trying to give him a little bit of levity.
A little bit, because he's too serious. He's too vengeful right now. So we cut to M. He's being mean to Moneypenny. He's like, Moneypenny, search after all of these people. We've got to figure out where Bond's going. Or no, she's actually searching for Bond, and he's like, I don't care. He's not an agent anymore. And she's like, you have to care
a little
bit.
But she's in love with him.
She's like, there's no report of Bond leaving the U.S.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care. You know him. He's going after Sanchez. And that's the end of that scene. I'm like, okay, I guess they just wanted
to
show.
They just wanted to have Moneypenny in the movie.
They just wanted to have Moneypenny in the movie, I guess.
She needs to be in every one of them.
So he arrives at the Republic of Isthmus. And I had to look up. It's a fake city. He gets a nice fancy room there. Or fake country, I guess. He's like, this is my secretary, Miss Kennedy. So that's her fake name. You've been tricked by the whole
movie. I've been
movie.
Tricked. I
the
was
whole movie.
I was tricked the entire movie. Okay. Yeah.
Well, at least I wasn't. I'm like, whew.
So do we call her Pam then?
Yeah, you can call, I guess that's her first name, right?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the same. So because it did say P. Yeah, I
P?
Think I think that's it. I think that's probably
urine.
Pam. P urine. Yes, her name is Piss. Yeah, so it says you'll sign the registration card. She kind of treats her like his secretary. But Bond has a shitload of money because remember he stole that plane, which
yes.
I love. I love this little detail. So he like tips everyone super well. He's like, buy yourself some decent clothes. He gives to Pam because you're going to be my secretary. You got to look good. And she's like, why can't you be my secretary? It's like, we're south of the border. It's a man's world. Come on.
It's a man's world everywhere, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So then they go, it's like, where's the largest bank here? It's like, or where does he bank specifically? Sanchez bank. Just, oh, he banks at Banco de Isthmus, which he owns, of course.
Of course.
Because he's so rich. So he arrives. He says, I want to make a small deposit. And the guy at the bank's like, what? Like, you could probably handle it below. And he's like, of this amount of money. And he's like, oh, shit. Well, yes, we could definitely handle that, Mr. I don't remember what his fake name was. Mr. Bond, I'll say. I'm pretty sure he gave a fake name. But anyway.
Sure.
Sanchez, and then we see Sanchez. He's walking around the bank too. He says
his own bank.
He says we have a cash surplus of $10 million a day, and we funneled that back in the United States to like launder it, basically, or like for investments, not laundering. Excuse me, we're wrapping up business here. And then Bond's like in the middle of making the deposit, and it's like, all right, $4 million deposit. It's like, don't worry, Bond. We're used to working with transactions like this of shady money out of nowhere. And wink, wink. And then a lady appears, and it's Miss Kennedy. All dressed up and fancy. And Bond's like, oh, God.
So we are referring to her as Miss Kennedy.
Well, I mean, at least in this section, because she's still Miss Kennedy.
She's still Miss Kennedy, yeah.
And then they're like, well, just to let you know, Sanchez also conveniently owns a casino next door as well.
Huh?
Very convenient. Oh. So they're like, he's like, I want to go. Bond says, I want to go to the casino.
He's a big casino guy.
Big casino guy. So we cut to Sanchez hanging out with an iguana on his shoulder.
That iguana keeps coming back in, by the way.
Loves that iguana. So then there's... they're watching a charity pledge on TV, and it turns out that charity pledge is kind of like a way of them to send secret messages to his cartel.
Oh, yes.
Because he's looking at it, and he's like, we're going to do a... they're like, his lackey's like, hey, we should raise the price of our drugs because we got like a hit. He's like, all right, let's do it. And they're like, oh, we need a pledge for this amount of money, which is the same amount of money they were talking about. We're trying to reach our goal of this amount of money on this pledge.
And then Professor Joe...
maybe I don't.
Yeah, the guy on the TV that's doing the pledge.
And eventually, they get calls like, "This person has donated of this division $500." Like, oh, so 500 kilos they committed.
Yeah.
Something like that. I thought that was very clever.
That's clever. Did you recognize the guy that was doing it?
No, I did not.
It's Wayne Newton.
Who's that?
He's like a big time like Vegas singer and stuff.
He's not
an actor really.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
That's pretty funny though.
He's pretty big as like a singer and stuff. Yeah.
Yes. So then, Lupe's there, also there, and Sanchez comes up and is like, "Did you see anything at the cabin? Some guy ripped me off there." And while you were staying at that boat, she's like, "No, I was in my cabin the whole time." Why are you making that face? He says, "Like, I don't like your iguana. You know, I hate that thing." So then Bond is like, "I want a private blackjack table, please. I'm a high roller." So he gets a private blackjack table. And I didn't know you could do this, but he's playing like five different hands at the same time.
Holy shit. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I guess you can. I'm too poor to even imagine that as a kid, you know? So then he's like, all right, I want to play with $250,000. He's like, okay. So then he starts playing and starts winning quite a bit, winning a lot of money. And in fact,
is he cheating or is he just
lucky? He's
not cheating.
He's just good. He's also playing like a lot of different hands. So like,
I guess you're right. Yeah, he's losing against himself.
Basic. Well, he's still losing against the dealer, right? Like you're all playing against the dealer, but the dealer's just like sweating because like, I mean, you could just get lucky, right?
Yeah.
But then he goes, the dealer goes actually, it's like, hey man, this is the guy who flew in on a private jet. You know, like he's very, very fancy.
Very well
like,
known,
do you want me
yeah.
to shut it down? He was like, no, let him go. Good to know. And then he's playing for a time. Eventually Bond wins a ton of money. He has all these stacks of chips everywhere. And this whole crew is watching him. And the dealer guy calls back and is like, hey, Mr. Sanchez, he's now like $250,000 ahead. Should I close the table? And he's like, no, it's fine. Let it go. And then a new dealer appears. It's Lupe.
It's Lupe.
He sent Lupe down there.
That's
she's
right.
doing a little talk about like, oh, because they recognize each other. Like Sanchez doesn't recognize Bond.
Yes.
But Lupe does because she threatened her. So she's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with your guy. Like, he did something to me. And she's like, you better walk straight out of here and leave the airport and never come back. And that's the end of my half.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So I wrote down, first thing I wrote down, James Bond, very bad haircut.
Very bad haircut.
I don't like it. It's like...
Oh, okay. Well, when they're during the plane sequence
and
the hair like flops down, he looked like a Dumb and Dumber character. Like, it didn't look good.
This is what happens when you're not wearing a toupee.
Yeah, you got to work with your natural hair.
You have to work with it. So he leans over to, do you want to refer to her as Kennedy or Pam?
You could do Pam.
Okay. So he leans over to Pam and he's like, Pam, I got hiccups really bad. I'm sorry.
It's all that drinking you were doing. Just like Bond.
A lot of martinis. He leans over to Pam and he says, he's like, I want a martini. Chicken, not stirred, he says to her.
So she
goes over to the bartender and has to like mime shaking a martini rather than stirring it, and it looks like she's jerking something off.
Okay.
But she also seems very upset by the fact that she is
she's treated poorly by him.
Yes. Like he's being very rude to her at this at this moment. So he's talking to Lupe. And I wrote down, they seem to know each other. She tells him to leave. She tells him Sanchez is planning a party tomorrow. And there's something about Wavecrest. Oh, Crest is the name of the guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out like what the fuck they're talking about.
No, totally. Especially if the names are all weird.
So Bond leaves, Pam in the casino. And follows Lupe to Sanchez's like penthouse, and she's like, "Are you loco? Like he's gonna kill you!" Yeah,
oh, yeah. She's definitely the type of Latino or Latina who always throws in
you
Spanish
loco.
Words. She's when that guy came in, Crest came in. She's like, "You're a borracho." It's like,
So they go to Sanchez's penthouse. He is there, and he has a lizard. With a fucking diamond collar, which was very shocking to see. And they're watching TV, and on the TV is the Wayne, Wayne Newton guy, Professor Joe. Don't know who any of these fucking people are. I'm just like, we're in a penthouse, there's Sanchez, there's a fucking iguana, and there's a guy on a TV selling fucking books. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So Sanchez says to Bond that his luck is about to run out.
Oh.
But he says that he has big cojones, he says. And
of course. Yeah,
of course. And Bond says that he is a problem eliminator, but he is unemployed. And so he offers the services to Sanchez. Mm-hmm. And Sanchez shakes James Bond's hand. And then he's like, I'm going to keep your gun, because he took his gun at the door. But he's like, you can stick around, you know, play at the casino. Like, you're welcome around here. We'll meet up again soon, basically. So James Bond goes back to the front desk, and the guy at the front desk tells James Bond that his uncle has arrived and is waiting for him in his room.
Okay.
Yeah. Uncle and who? Pam follows him to the room. And James Bond is like, I need a gun. So Pam like removes the bottom of her dress and gives like a random gun that's like wrapped around her leg to James Bond.
Uh-huh.
James Bond goes back to his room. Who is in James Bond's room?
M.
No. One more guess, and it's one letter.
Q. Yeah! I was like, I haven't seen Q yet.
And I'll tell you, motherfucker, Q has some inventions coming up.
Oh, yes.
So we have another round of
What's Q's Inventing?
So Q pulls out a little invention. Again, as we know, Q is the one making the goofs and jokes about his weaponry. And he pulls out a thing and he says, guaranteed to never wake up anyone who uses it. What is this thing that he's referring to?
Wake up anyone who uses it. This is tough because, like, in the last one, I saw a second half, so I can kind of guess.
Yeah.
This one.
Guaranteed to never wake up anyone who uses it.
Is it a sleep mask?
No. All right. I think you failed this one.
Wow. Okay.
It is a explosive alarm clock.
Ah.
So when the alarm goes off, it explodes.
You die, yeah, okay.
So was What's Q Inventing?
It's the only one he has, huh?
That's all he's got. Yeah. That's all he's got, the one. He's got a couple other things, but they end up coming into play later, so it doesn't really work out. Yeah, and he has no jokes to say about it.
If you don't have a joke, you can't do it.
Some of the other things he reveals is plastic explosive toothpaste and a camera.
Okay.
Which can be converted into a gun, which will only shoot when a certain fingerprint is holding onto it. So only a specific person can shoot it.
Okay.
Which is James Bond.
Of course. License to kill.
Exactly.
License not anymore. No. Yeah, that's kind of wild. Why is Q helping him? He's not part of the agency anymore.
Because he's a good guy. He's a good old man. Okay, yeah, he's just a nice guy.
It's still the same Q.
Exact same old man. And this is when I'm starting to get a weird vibe from Q, because he's really up in Pam's business.
Well, like, remember in A View to a Kill, he was like, got a little robot and like perved out.
Yeah,
him,
no, I know. And like, it's getting worse now. Oh, no. So Bond tells Pam to take Q back home, because he's like, I work better alone. I'm going to do this mission on my own.
Okay.
He says. And so Q is to like take Pam to like the airport or whatever the fuck.
Sure, even though Pam seems very capable.
Incredibly capable. So Sanchez is meeting up with a bunch of different Asian businessmen from like Asia, and he's like, we're all drug dealers of the world, unite, we're all gonna get together and
make drugs.
Basically what he says is he has a means of producing and sending drugs all across the world without being noticed easily. And if they were to invest in his business, they can get a little like slice of this thing. That's what he's offering to them.
Okay. Do you think the guy who played Sanchez like saw this plot and was like, this is how drugs work, so we gotta
put tariffs on everyone. Shut that border down.
Yeah, we gotta put tariffs on everyone. There you go.
I believe it. Yeah. I 100% believe it. And then he was in Die Hard and he's just like, that's a real hero right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he imagines Donald Trump is doing. It's just like breaking into a building and like going through the vents and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While those liberals are trying to shoot him.
That's what it is. Yeah, all these like easy liberals are just like, I can't believe they took America hostage. Solving all these problems in there. No. Donald Trump is just like going through all the different like vents and like murdering, you know, like minorities and like trans people and killing anybody he can. But he's leaving all the, you know, good law-abiding white people.
Oh, of course.
Alone.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what he's imagining. So, while all this is happening, James Bond is sneaking on the roof hotel.
Okay. Hotel.
And listening into the the business that's going on in there. He uses plastic, the plastic explosive toothpaste I just mentioned earlier, puts it on the window because earlier on he noticed that the window that was protecting Sanchez's penthouse was like bulletproof. The only way to like shoot Sanchez in the penthouse is to blow the window up first.
Right. That makes sense.
So
sure.
He puts a bunch of plastic explosives next to the window, puts a little like timer there, and then he goes across the street with the camera that can convert into a gun.
Okay.
Okay. And then he's going to shoot Sanchez. Okay. That's the plan. Okay. So
makes sense.
He's getting ready.
So that camera came back to play that camera. That,
yes.
Sequence.
This is why I didn't mention it earlier.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Also, there was no jokes about it. About it.
There's nothing funny.
I'm honestly shocked that I've never gotten hiccups before on this podcast.
I'm shocked too.
Ah! I wish. I'm not easily scared.
You're not easily scared.
If only it worked. It would have been better for the both of us. So Sanchez, is doing the whole mission, and then as Bond is looking into Sanchez's like penthouse, when you know it, he sees Pam in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Fucking Pam's working for Sanchez." A total leave.
Yeah.
Why is she in there? He's pissed. He's very upset.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop him. He presses a button, blows the window up, and just as he's about to shoot Sanchez, a fucking ninja comes out of nowhere. I'm not joking. A ninja comes out of nowhere and attacks.
I thought
James
Bond. Pam got in the way or something. No, a ninja.
A ninja. Okay. And then he beats that ninja up. Another ninja comes out of nowhere. Two ninjas.
These ninjas are coming out everywhere. Felix never told me anything about them. Ninjas in the files.
Two ninjas pop out of nowhere and knock James Bond out, and they overpower him. And then James Bond wakes up, and he is in some random building. And I don't know if you mentioned this guy before, but there's a dude who is working with Sanchez whose name is...
Oh, dude.
What?
Oh, no.
Stop recording?
Yeah, something happened. Just kidding. I thought that would scare you, so maybe you could
You're a motherfucker. I fucking hate you. That was a really good trick. That worked really well.
I don't hear any more hiccups.
I'm not hiccuping right now.
We'll see what happens in a few minutes.
That was a really good trick. That was really good.
An hour into the podcast.
The Oscar goes to Ethan. I think that worked.
Oh, shit.
I
cured it.
Dude. High five. That shit rocks.
We'll see. I don't know.
I don't know. It's working pretty fucking well so far.
Continue on.
So. He is overpowered by ninjas, wakes up, and now there's a dude, I don't think you've mentioned him, he's working with Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Quang. He is like a Chinese like businessman.
I may have seen in the background, he really didn't say much.
Not a big deal. Apparently, he is a informant or like a double agent. And so he's actually looking into Sanchez in order to like get him. He's actually working for Hong Kong's narcotics like department. And so he's a good guy. And so he's like, "Bond, you're fucking everything up. Like, you are screwing up my entire plan. We've been trying to investigate Sanchez for all these years, and you were gonna scare him off. You fucking blew up his window. He almost fucking shot him. You're gonna scare him off." And then suddenly this random British guy shows up. I don't know who he is, but he's like a bald looking British guy with like a square face. I don't know. Do you know who this man is? Not at all.
I think so.
All right. So he shows up and he's like, "We gotta take Bond back to London." You know, he's not even working for MI6 anymore. And then suddenly a fucking tank arrives, blows the building up, kills the Chinese guy and also the British agent. There's some random lady there. She dies too.
Okay.
Everyone's dead. And the only person that isn't dead is James Bond. He's still alive, but he's just knocked out. And he wakes up in a fancy hotel room with a nice new suit. And Sanchez is the one that sent him up there. And he meets up with Lupe. He meets up with Sanchez. And Sanchez starts to question Bond. He's just like, "What the fuck were you doing there? Who were those people?" And Bond was like, look at this. I'm not, no hiccups. Yeah. You really did scare me. This is crazy.
Nothing will scare you more than losing a bunch of podcast files.
No.
I was like, what's the scariest thing I can do right now or pretend to do? There you go.
You did a good job, man.
Thank you.
So Bond says that there was a hit team out for Sanchez and that they were paid by someone in Isthmus. The place that is fake.
Isthmus. You know, I realize that Isthmus could be, it's funny because it's spelled Isthmus with a TH.
Yes.
But if you say Isthmus with a Spanish, like from Spain, well, if you're like from Spain, would say Ths. So maybe they're trying to do that.
Maybe. I don't know. He's heavily implying that it's Crest that paid for these hitmen.
I can believe that.
And it's actually kind of clever what Bond is doing. So he's acting very friendly around Sanchez and sort of like sowing seeds of paranoia around him, which works. Sanchez wants to meet with Crest. He's not sure if he can trust Bond. And he says that, you know, he's going to go look into this Crest guy and see, you know, if what Bond's saying is telling the truth. So Lupe helps Bond escape from Sanchez's hotel. Bond arrives back at his own hotel. He's very angry that Q didn't go back to Britain. And he grabs Pam, tosses her on the bed. And he's just like, you fucking asshole. Like, you're working for Sanchez. I saw you at Sanchez's place. Mm-hmm. He's like, everything's gone sideways. All these people are dead, and it's all your fault. And he pulls a gun on her.
But also, isn't she like an informant for him? Like, so she has to work with him, kind of? Like, she
for
has
Sanchez?
To know. Well, she was an informant on Sanchez.
Yeah.
So, like, she obviously, like, has a, you know, a relationship with him at some point.
That's what she says. She says, I had a relationship with him, and Felix gave me a bunch of info to try to help this whole situation. I was just there to help. Mm-hmm. And this ends up convincing James Bond. He feels very embarrassed about the fact that he tossed her on a bed and held a gun to her fucking face.
Yeah.
And
I love how like aggressive this one, because Bond is, though. He's just so like, I fucking overcome with emotions, I'm gonna do a thing.
Also,
which is
like
crazy.
And I mean, I didn't watch the rest of the movie, but I will say I was pretty pissed as well. I was like, everything's gone fucking sideways. I don't know how Bond's gonna get out of this fucking one. Yeah. Everyone's dead.
Yeah.
You know, like all these people, all these good fine people are dead, you know. Yeah. So,
except Felix, he's still alive somehow.
Felix is still alive, but I don't ever see him in my half of the movie.
Okay.
Bond goes to a bank and makes a giant withdrawal, and then he goes to Sanchez's boat and he plants a bunch of money in, no, not Sanchez's boat. He goes to Crest's boat and he plants a bunch of money in there.
Mm.
Okay. He like hides a bunch of money in Crest's boat.
So he's like, he's been the one stealing money.
Exactly. And then when Sanchez goes to meet with Crest, now Sanchez is super suspicious of Crest. He's like, Crest, you are absolutely the one that like is like double crossed me and all this stuff. So he puts Crest in a pressure valve like section and he explodes.
Whoa.
He blows Crest up. Like just like in what the fuck was the name of that movie? With the guy that blew up.
The guy that blew up.
Yeah, you know?
No, I don't know the guy who blew up. Are you talking about like a Bond movie?
Yeah.
A Bond movie where the guy blew up.
Is it Live and Let Die?
Oh, where he like flew up in the sky and blew up?
That's what happens to him.
Oh.
He blows
Oh, he's in
up.
A pressure chamber though.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
so that makes
chamber.
A little more sense.
It makes a little more sense, but it is goofy.
It's still goofy, yeah. It's hard to really make a guy expand and blow up. But did he actually expand and blow up?
He expanded. Yeah, it's pretty goofy, but it's also pretty like gnarly, and there's blood everywhere. And
see, they didn't do blood; they just literally made a cartoon explosion.
No,
in the last
there's
one.
Blood everywhere, yeah. And then the henchmen are like, "There's blood everywhere. What do you want us to do with the money?" And Sanchez says, "Launder it." Isn't that cute?
Ah,
that's pretty cute.
That's what I used to think laundering money was. Literally,
it was just putting it in
a
washer.
Kid, yeah, I was like,
there's no fingerprints on it anymore.
Yeah.
So Bond tells Pam and Q to leave. He's like, you're going to be, I'll be safer on my own. You guys just get out of here. So Sanchez returns to his place of business, his home, and Bond is there. He acts as if he's never left. And so Bond infers that there might be more men that were helping Crest. He's like, maybe there was other people that were working with Crest to try to kill you. And while Bond is in bed, he has his shirt off. he's like covered in fucking scars, which is actually kind of a cool like thing to do, right? Because I feel like we never see Bond with a shirt off, and even when we do.
We see Bond with a shirt off all the time. What are you talking about? He's always
we don't see him with fucking scars and shit.
This is the first time with scars. You're right.
It's like a cool like no, because like yeah, of course he would. He's been stabbed and blown up and thrown everywhere.
Some shit.
Yeah, exactly. So Sanchez gives him money, and he's like, "Would you like to join me tomorrow? I'm going to be taking all those Chinese businessmen around and showing them, you know, my operations, to try to show them like what we're doing with the drugs, and then maybe they'll invest in my plan." Mm-hmm. Okay, you following?
Following okay. So far.
Lupe comes into the bedroom right after Sanchez leaves. They kiss. Definitely, they fuck. Then
wait, kisses Bond.
Sorry, yeah, because she kisses Bond.
You said Sanchez left. I'm like, I don't know who's there.
Sanchez was left.
She just fucks a pillow.
Lupe comes in to Bond's bedroom. Okay. They fuck. Nice. They kiss. Then Lupe goes to meet up with Pam and Q and warns them that Bond is in danger. And while doing this, implies that she slept with Bond the previous night.
She's like, and Pam, I'm in danger, but I'll tell you one thing that's not in danger.
My pussy. And Pam is like, I'm not going to help him.
I'm not going to help him. He's not loyal to me.
Yeah, exactly.
To me.
So then Q, wearing a goofy as fuck mustache, in the field and tells Pam where Bond and Sanchez is headed. And it's embarrassing. It feels like, it honestly feels racist doing with this mustache. See, this is what I mean, where like Q is in the field a lot in this movie.
Yeah, I was going to, that's true. Yeah. You mentioned a lot. Yeah.
So Pam ends up stealing a plane and goes to investigate like Sanchez and follow Bond. Sanchez has these things called stingers. Has this ever come up in your half of the movie? They're these like bombs.
Stinger missiles?
Yeah.
They like lock on to like aircraft.
That's what the concept is.
That's not coming to my half. But.
So he has all these fucking stingers. He's very protective of them. Bond and the Chinese businessmen arrive at a meditation center, which is actually the location where a lab is, where they are producing drugs. Now, here is the plan with the drugs. Okay. What happens is they produce the drugs here and the drugs dissolve completely when it interacts with gasoline. It is undetectable. So the concept is they're going to put all the drugs into like gas tankers and transport the gas tankers across borders into wherever they want.
Okay.
And then they're like, well, how do we get the drugs out? And he's like, well, I'm not going to tell you that until you give us money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's the plan, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're like, let me show you how it works. And they take Bond and all the Chinese businessmen to the location where they show how they remove the drugs from the oil. From the fuel. And while there, when you know it, I see Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah. And you're like, ooh, look at that little guy.
I'm like, that's Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah.
And so, but he recognizes James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sticks a gun behind James Bond's back. And he's like, fucking,
I'm gonna get you.
Don't say shit, you fucker. While all this is happening, Pam lands the plane that she was flying. And, she meets up with Professor Joe, who's played by Wayne Newton, the guy that has those crappy TV commercials. He shows her his bedroom, and he's a massive fucking creep. He's like, this bedroom is soundproof. She pulls a gun on him, takes his keys and robes, and leaves him locked in the bedroom.
Baller.
I love that shit. So while demonstrating how they're going to remove the drugs from the fuel, which is some kind of like weird chemical reaction that they're doing, Bond tries to escape, tries to burn the building down, but Dario, Benicio Del Toro, stops him and tells Sanchez that he recognizes James Bond. He's an informer. You can't trust him. And so in order to escape, James Bond, I think I mentioned, starts a fire in the thing. They cannot stop the fire. It's a chemical fire. They can't stop it. And everyone's freaking out. Everyone's screaming. And so Sanchez is like, we need to get the fuck out of here. Let's just take all the tankers and the drugs and leave. And they're like, but we have like we made a deal with, you know, the Chinese businessmen. And he's like, who gives a shit? Fuck. We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think, have you mentioned, there's a guy named Heller. Have you mentioned Heller?
Oh, no. I don't think I did.
He's like one of the guys that's working for Sanchez.
Okay.
And then there's some guy that I referred to as Sanchez's right-hand man. He's just like a dude with like.
It's not Dario?
No, not Dario.
Okay.
It's just another guy.
Okay.
Okay. So there's Dario, there's Heller, there's the right-hand man. I'm just going to refer to him as right-hand
man.
Okay. So Sanchez is like, right-hand man, go help Heller. remove all the tankers and the money. I'm going to figure out what to do from here. So he, Sanchez puts Bond on a conveyor belt headed straight towards a giant crusher. This was the crusher that like crushed all the drugs up and put it into the fuel. And so while Bond is on the conveyor belt, he's like, you can't trust anybody, Sanchez. There's a lot of people around here that attend to do you wrong. What about the stingers that you have? And for some reason, the stingers make Sanchez stop the conveyor belt. And Bond's like, Heller and your right-hand man, can you trust them? What if they take the stingers from you? You know, that'll be the last you ever see of Heller.
He's
just
playing on his. It doesn't sound like Sanchez does the cocaine, but they're making him.
He's very paranoid, though.
But he's very paranoid, right?
Yeah, he's incredibly paranoid. And so Sanchez is like, thanks a lot, Bond.
Do you think this is influenced by Scarface?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, right? It's got to be, right? Yeah.
Scarface.
Shout out to our original podcast, the first episode. Ooh, Scarface,
back to Scarface. So Sanchez starts the conveyor belt up yet again. Bond is about to fall into the crushers, but he's able to hold on to the end of the conveyor belt. Benicio del Toro, Dario, sees him holding on to the side of the conveyor belt. And so he's about to step on Bond's feet and just have him drop into the conveyor belt. Pam shows up dressed as an angel. There's a big halo behind her and she's in white robes and she shoots Dario. Dario falls into the crushers dead.
Wow.
Dario dies. And then Pam is like, Bond, are you okay? And Bond's like, turn the fucking machine off, Pam. And so she turns the machine off. And so Sanchez runs into Heller. He's very suspicious, seeing him loading a bunch of stingers in. So he murders Heller. Heller's dead. A man that you didn't even know about.
No.
Bond and Pam try to escape the factory while exploding. Uh-huh. Sanchez drives off with his right-hand man. They're together in a car together. They drive off. Pam finds a golf cart for her and Bond to take. And they drive off in the golf cart. They take the golf cart into a plane. So that now Bond and Pam are in a plane and Sanchez is in a car with his right-hand man.
Okay, so they're chasing the car is chasing the plane.
Thank you. And Sanchez is also behind a tanker full of both fuel, oil, and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's how this is all going.
Right.
Okay, cool. So Bond hangs out the side of the plane that Pam is piloting. He lands on top of the tanker. Sanchez immediately starts shooting him. Bond is climbing all over the fucking tanker like Mad Max Indiana Jones style. Climbs around the tanker, gets into the driver's seat, punches the driver out, tosses the driver out of the tanker. Sanchez is like, this fucking James Bond. I'm so pissed at him. So he pulls out one of the stingers to use on James Bond. He's like, it's only money. His right-hand man seems very upset about this. And so he's like, aiming the stinger, the rocket at James Bond in the truck. Mm-hmm. The James Bond is heading straight towards him in the truck. He fires it. James Bond. Now we've seen this twice. Now James Bond does this a third time.
Mm-hmm.
He in a giant tanker. I want to say it's like a 10 wheel, like tank, mm-hmm. like tanker truck. Okay.
Yeah. No.
He gets up on 5 wheels on his side.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's honestly a really cool effect. I don't know how they did this physically, practically, but they did this. And so the missile just barely misses the truck that James Bond is piloting because now he's on the side.
I can say piloting instead of driving because at this point he's doing piloting maneuvers.
He is. It feels like he is, right? It's insane. So he misses and Sanchez is fucking pissed, which is great.
Love that guy being mad.
Love him. Love him being upset.
Wish he was more mad more often.
You know what I mean? James Bond. I know, right? James Bond. Yeah, for real. James Bond is very upset. His tires get shot out, so he has to make a run for it. Pam dumps a bunch of dust all over the people who are shooting at Bond. Bond releases the back of the tanker. So there is the truck that he's in and the tanker on the back of the truck. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he releases the tanker and the tanker goes sliding down a hill headed towards another tanker.
Okay.
Hits it. It explodes.
Sick.
So all of the fuel, all of the drugs gone. Up in fucking flames, basically. Sanchez is fucking pissed. And his right-hand man is really upset too. He's like, oh, this is just another fucking write-off we have to do. He says to Sanchez. Sanchez is like, yeah, fucking shoots him up, kills him. Right Hand Man is dead.
Well,
so now everyone that was working with Sanchez is fucking dead.
Damn.
And then Sanchez takes the very last tanker, the only one that's in use, and drives off. And there's one moment that I really love. So
and that tanker has drugs in it still, right?
Still. There's only one left, though.
Yeah.
The other one is on fire and dead. And the driver of it is like on the ground unconscious. And the driver of the other tanker, the one that wasn't hit, gets out of that tank, the truck, goes over to that other driver and is like, "Are you okay, buddy?" Like he's checking in on
him.
It's very sweet.
Aww.
It's these little moments that I think like really, really matter in a movie like
yeah.
this. He tries to like revive the guy and it just doesn't work. And so now what we've got is Sanchez is in the back of a tanker driving away. Bond is in the front of a truck trying to catch up to Sanchez, ends up jumping out of his truck onto Sanchez's tanker, and he ends up opening up like the fuel valve, so there's just fucking fuel and drugs getting everywhere into the dust. It's like just, you know, sinking into the dirt. And so all that's like going to waste basically.
Yeah.
And it's also flammable, so it's all lighting on fire as well. A lot of fire, a lot of smoke. It's a really cool ending. What the fuck happens next? What happens next?
I don't know.
He loads up another stinger. Ah, yes. So
more stingers.
More stingers. What happened? Okay. So Bond is holding on to the back of the truck. And Kennedy Pam is in a plane and Sanchez is driving the big tanker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last of his stash. So he loads up another stinger. And he's climbing on top. He's going to shoot it at Bond. And
Bond or Pam?
Him. Huh?
Bond or Pam?
Bond. He's pointing it towards Bond.
Okay.
Pam comes down to try to save Bond. Ends up shooting Pam's plane. Pam is fine. She's not dead. But she has to land. She's basically grounded at this point. Okay. Bond and Sanchez end up fighting on the back of the truck, of the tanker. The brakes of the truck don't work, so the driver who's driving the truck ends up bailing out of the truck. It spins over. Sanchez and Bond are really fucking hurt, but they keep fucking fighting. Sanchez has a machete, and then Bond. Now, Sanchez is covered in fucking fuel because of the tanker, you know,
rolling over,
getting all over the place. Yeah, yeah. So Sanchez is fucking covered in fuel. And so Bond pulls out the lighter.
Oh, that had the label on it.
And
that
lights Sanchez on fire. Oh. He goes up. He fucking dies and explodes.
That's pretty good.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. And so then Pam arrives driving the truck that Bond was driving earlier that Bond abandoned. And she's just like, "We got to get out of here." So he gets in the truck and they drive away. Now Bond and Pam and Q and Lupe are all at a party. And they're all just hanging out and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And Lupe's like, "I've got the iguana now," because the iguana had a bunch of diamonds on it. And
she hates the iguana.
Yeah, but it had diamonds, so then she kept it.
That's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
You just take the diamonds off and get rid of the iguana.
Yes. Yeah, I know. You're right. I don't know why she's holding on to the iguana. It's funny because even Bond brings this up. He's like, "I thought you didn't like that iguana." And she's like, "Well, you know, iguanas are girl's best friend." And shows off the diamonds. And I'm like, "Girl, just kill the iguana."
Yeah. Give it away.
Who cares, right? Just give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
So she kisses Bond. And Pam sees this. And Pam is so upset. She storms off.
Oh, no.
And Q sees this. And he's just like, "Oh, James.
I could have had that."
Yeah, I could have had that. So, Pam runs off tearfully. Bond chases after her.
I you are right. Why the fuck is Q here?
This is what I'm fucking saying. Why is he here? He's not doing anything. All he's doing is like mugging at the camera. He's like gripping on a fucking Pam. I'm not a fan of him, man. I'm not a fan of Q. Mm. He's a creepy old man with creepy little fingernails. I don't like him. So Pam runs off. Bond jumps two floors down into a pool that Pam is standing next to. And they embrace and kiss in the pool. And Q sees all this and just takes a drink and shakes his head. And that's the end of the movie.
That's the end of the movie, huh?
That's the end of the movie, and the credits roll, and the last thing we see is James Bond will return, but we don't know who
or when.
Or when. And that's the end of the movie.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. Yeah. I actually left some of that stuff out because it was getting pretty gratuitous and gnarly.
Oh, wow.
Good fucking movie, though.
Yeah, man.
I liked it a lot.
This is definitely a four bullet holes. Sure.
This is on par with Never Say Never Again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I fucking love this movie. Tons of fun. A lot of great action. Bond isn't a creep. A lot of cool people in
it.
Q is a creep, but whatever. He's an old man. He's
going to
die soon anyways. It's probably the last time he shows up. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, man. He's definitely the last time he shows up, Mike.
I don't know. Is he going to show up in the next one? Probably not. He's probably going to be dead by then. Yeah, he's old. He's an old man.
He's probably going to be dead by that one.
What, a five-year hiatus? That motherfucker's fucking bones.
He's got to be bones by now. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't act like you know. He's not going to be in fucking GoldenEye. There's no way.
Why don't you take us out of here, Mike?
Guys, would you like to listen to our previous episodes? Find Animated Podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read in the show no matter what it says, even if it is telling me that this old man is going to be in more fucking James Bond movies. No fucking way. And if you like this cue, then email us. Email the other at podcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram. We have a Discord, and we're on Blue Sky. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I'd say.
Well, reviewers, you don't have to review anything because he's in the next three Bond movies.
Are you serious? Good night, everybody. I think we didn't say that we were going to watch any more movies.
Oh, yeah. We got to say we're going to watch more movies. Forgot about that part. I was so excited to get the end. Are we going to watch more?
Fuck it. Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? You're just mad because Q's in this.
I am very upset that Q's in more of these. I don't like this guy. He's ugly and he's disgusting.
I just can't believe he... When I opened this up, I was like, surely Surely he's dead, like,
no,
by now.
No, he's in way more.
He's in three more movies. I can't believe he
lasts. That's absurd.
It is insane. He's probably the one who's in the most. Okay, do you want to know how he died, though?
In real life?
In real life.
How does he die in real life?
Okay, we got to get
surrounded by a bunch of sex workers.
Oh, no. So he was driving alone from a book signing.
My life
village.
Is Q.
He unfortunately collided head-on with a Fiat Bravo. And he sustained massive internal injuries and was airlifted by helicopter, where he died soon after at the age of 85.
Jesus.
Which I'm like, damn.
Okay, I take everything back I said about the guy.
Take back? Well, he apparently has occurred 3 weeks after premiere of The World Is Not Enough.
The world was not enough for him.
Roger Moore, who starred in most of the movies, spoke at his funeral in 2000.
Whoa, what do you say?
He said,
I never liked him. Didn't like his weird little fingernails.
Weird, you know, he always came up with weird fingernails as I was touching him. It was a very strange experience.
Didn't like his creepy long fingernails.
I think that's crazy, though.
That
like,
is nuts.
I honestly was like,
did he die of natural causes?
No, he didn't die of natural causes. He got hit by a car.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's crazy. As I thought he was going to die of like old age.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I thought he was like on death's door watching.
But also
this
the fact
movie.
That he also did not just die of old age and still made three more movies.
I know.
This.
That's crazy.
Man, I don't know. Desmond Llewellyn. This is the actor's
Desmond
name.
Desmond Llewellyn?
Desmond Llewellyn.
Desmond. I hardly knew Llewellyn. Good night, everybody.
3-6-5 You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.